Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Katie. Welcome, listeners, to The Happiest of Hours.
Thank you. I could not get that out. We are happy to have you here.
It is a beautiful, frigid day in Wisconsin.
Stupid.
We have had a couple of warm days this week.
One. And by warm, we mean 42.
Totally. And that feels like a tropical vacation for some of us.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was actually 2 days in a row warm in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And
now it's back in the 20s.
Now it's back in the 20s. And I'm really excited for this journey for all of us because I'm so over being cold that I could puke.
Sagoo. Such a good segue.
We're not even, we're not there yet. We haven't even started the goddamn show, Katie. We can't, we're not segueing into subject matters.
No, you're right. We're going to start this baby off with a mocktail tasting, which is what we do most times when we open up the show. Speaking of opening up the show, we should introduce ourselves.
Mm. It's amazing that that's what I meant by not segueing yet.
Oh, sorry. It's a good.
Let's go ahead and start the beginning.
Hi, my name's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I'm the mocktail to this duo.
I'm Bridget. I'm the cocktail to this duo.
Which is nothing dirty. Mox and Cox.
Yep.
It's just mocktails and cocktails.
Tis.
The reason I'm the mocktail is because I no longer drink. I'm over 18 months sober. I'm a retired party girl. Retired.
Permanently retired.
Permanently retired. I feel so amazing. I'm never going back.
That's fabulous. I'm Bridget. I'm the cocktail of this duo, otherwise known as the cock, and still not dirty, but it means that I'm still actively involved in the drinking world. And we started this venture solely to prove to the world that we can have the same exact experience wherever we go, despite what's in our glasses.
And we can still hang out with drinkers. And drinkers can hang out with non-drinkers. And they can all just be cool.
Just stop making it weird. Just be cool, man. Just be cool.
Just be cool.
So
since 2022, we've been making not drinking not weird.
We work really hard at it.
I mean, even though we're real awkward.
I mean, yeah. But we do work real hard at it.
A couple of things we do on our crusade is this podcast, The Happiest of Hours. In addition, we do some tasting events, which we have one coming up next week, which we're super excited about. We have done some corporate events in person. We also go live on our social media platforms a few times a month where we review restaurants and taverns that are showcasing amazing mocktail menus.
Yeah, non-alcoholic menus. We really like to highlight establishments that have that inclusivity piece to it. And what is so fun right now is every time somebody who, you know, just knows about us goes to an establishment that has a great mocktail menu, they immediately reach out to us and be like, hey, have you tried this place yet? Hey, have you heard about this place opening? And that is so fun because it means that people are paying attention.
Yeah.
And we really like
And the conversation is changing.
Yeah, the conversation is changing, and we really like to highlight the places that are doing it well, because then we can give them our business, and we will send our friends there, and just, you know, having more places for people to go and have the same experience is really important to us.
In addition, we are constantly trying new non-alcoholic products.
Most of them are absolutely terrible. Katie says not most.
This is not true.
Katie says not most, but like if I did a head-to-head count, like
we're going to do that sometime because you're lying.
Oh my God. One, lying implies intent. I am not lying. I firmly believe that most of the stuff we try is shit.
It's not, though.
Okay.
We've had a few bad apples. But the apple vodka we've had is really good.
I love the apple vodka.
See, look at, we have a whole bar of it over there of good stuff.
And look over here. We have boxes and boxes of cans that we can't even give out to our worst enemies.
That's not true. We're going to give them out to our worst enemies. If you receive a box in the mail unexpectedly from us with a bunch of pretty cans,
we hate you.
That's not true. We wouldn't send it.
We have a very firm stance on not sending out stuff that we think is horrible.
But also not telling you what those horrible things are.
Yeah.
Which
we're not trying
might
to
be a disservice, but right now we're trying to get the non-alcoholic world of products and places bigger. We're trying to make it bigger. So what we don't want to do is start throwing people under the bus.
Right. I mean, yes, because the conversation changing and the climate for non-drinkers changing is far more important than telling somebody that their product sucks. But it's far more important for us in general to highlight the stuff that is really good than it is to highlight the stuff that's really bad.
So when we start our mocktail tasting on our show, we tell you what it is without saying the company first, just in case we can't tell you the company last.
Which, if you have tuned in prior to this week's episode, you'll find is often the case.
Often the case, I guess. But also, we did get, we got some, I would say, quote unquote, feedback that we were tasting them warm because I'm too lazy to go downstairs and get ice. And that wasn't fair. So we are tasting two canned mocktails today. We're going to try them warm first just because we're both lazy. And then if they suck, we're going to go get ice. But if they're good warm, they've got to be good on ice.
Yes.
So shall we start?
Yes. So what are you starting with over there? Because we're tasting two today. I mean, same company, but we're trying two, and they are different cocktails.
So they're canned.
Yep.
This one is a Paloma. I don't want to go too far into what it is.
Okay.
We've got prickly pear. I don't want to go there. Well, first of all, their branding is so good. So good, which makes me feel like maybe this came out of their factory with actual tasters with tongues.
I have such high hopes for their tasters
having
ready? Tongues.
Yeah, because it's really cute. It came really cute.
Oh, the box was great. The marketing's fabulous. The packaging's incredible.
If it passes our test today.
No whammies.
If it passes our test, you'll be able to see it. And we're going to read and do all the good things. So here we go.
I want it to be good. Oh, that sounds good. I want it to be good bad because I want to immediately order from these people today because everything's
this
so pretty.
This is female owned as well.
We will put their stickers all over our Yetis kind of good.
Oh, fuck. That's good. Oh, I'm so excited. You got to try that.
Be right.
Oh, that is amazing.
Okay. To start, it smells really good.
Oh, try it though. Warm, it's good. Can you imagine what it will be like cold? I'm so excited. Okay, give me the can back so I can go into who these people are. So this is called Non-Alcoholic Parch Agave Cocktail. So Parch is the name. Their tagline is, if it grows together, it goes together, which we love.
We do, because they base it on desert biodiversity.
On the bottom of the can, it says infused with desert botanicals and adaptogens.
Yeah, designed to center
calories.
Your mind, body, serving a social drinking experience like no other.
A little heavy on the sugar and carbs, but we don't care. We eat the fucking cookie.
This one is amazing. So this
for modern drinkers, it says. Oh, I like that. That's who we are.
So this is
modern drinkers.
We are modern drinkers. So this Prickly Paloma is a bittersweet cocktail that showcases the lively pairing of earth earthy blue Weber agave, grapefruit and orange bitters, jicama and lime juice, floral tart hibiscus, desert botanicals, nutty jicama, so many jicamas, sea salt and passion flower to round out the profile for a zesty finish. And it doesn't even suck. It is incredible. Like, that is a really, really, and it's warm. I mean, we're ish. Really, really bad.
It's warm-ish.
It's not that. It
pours slowly over ice or sips straight from a chilled can. So we did not follow the directions and it's still fucking good. It's gluten-free. Yep.
They gave us poor behavior, P-O-U-R, which I thought was lovely of
them. That's cute. I'm telling you, the branding on this is so cute.
It's incredible.
I have a real affinity for good branding and I love it.
I love it. The packaging went up, like the packaging was gorgeous too. I think we're actually going to make a reel out of that because that was so good. Okay, so
that is so good.
I'm very excited by this. So we have last week on our episode, if anybody listened to that one before this one, we retried a bunch of drinks because we had heard from viewers that we perhaps were not being fair because some of them taste different if they are cold. And so we gave some drinks that we had a chance, a second chance, and it was not warranted. And so we're really, really excited to have these be good right out of the gate.
Again, the packaging was great. Their branding is amazing. They've got all these little like stickers and a coaster that came with it. Anyway, we're going to reach out to them because we love them.
Yeah, we're already in love. So the first drink that we tried was a prickly Paloma.
And prickly pear Paloma.
That's great for people like Katie who really like grapefruit and flavor profiles that go in Palomas. I am not a tremendous Paloma imbiber, but they said,
I mean, what is wrong?
I mean, which is, I mean, that goes to show how good it is, though.
I know,
like, if it's that good and it still has a bunch of grapefruit in it, and yeah, I still liked it,
it's like a margarita almost.
It really is, yeah. They really did some stuff with the agave.
So Bridget is about
another one,
yeah. Bridget's about to try,
so I'm gonna try the spiced piñarita. Which I'm really excited about because
it sounds like pineapple.
It also has the blue Weber agave, but it has roasted pineapple in it and cayenne pepper.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So I'm pretty excited about this
one. Come on.
I need you to fucking chill out over there.
I know, but I'm so excited.
Okay, I'm excited too. It's going to be good.
I know.
Oh,
that sounds good.
That is a cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Like, without a doubt, that is a cocktail.
Like you can't slam it. So here's the thing that I love about...
No. This is not a slamming drink.
Here's the thing that I love about so many of these cocktails that are coming out, these alcohol-free cocktails, is that part of when I have like sit down and have a club soda or, you know, a mocktail that somebody didn't really try that hard at, I slam it. Right? Because like you can drink it so fast. So I like the sippers.
This is a cocktail.
Oh, it smells like pineapple.
It's the cayenne pepper. It has a solid profile in there too.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. That's a real cocktail in a can. Nothing in there is an afterthought.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that good? Spicy. It's, yeah. You could not slam that.
You
be up all night on the toilet.
You definitely could not slam this one.
Oh, that is good though. Yeah. They're both really good.
These are well-crafted cocktails. I am super excited. Thanks, Parch.
Parch, thank you for sending this.
We are very excited to start highlighting these.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Wow. We really love this. The prickly Paloma I like better, but I could get on board with that spiced piñarita on the patio. Piñarita patio day. Yeah.
We have irrational excitement about patio days, being back in the warm weather with any
drinks
sort of,
in our hand.
Yeah, any sort of drinks in our hand. And we've tried so many terrible non-alcoholic drinks lately that I'm really, really excited about all of the tasty.
I'm going to start a marker board that's like winners and losers and put some tally marks up. Which this is sort of a funny story. We had to teach Madeline what a tally mark was the other day. Well, I shouldn't say that. She knows what the tally marks are, but she didn't realize that if you cross at 5, you can count by 5s.
Oh.
And I don't ever remember being taught that. It just, like, somebody must have taught it to me at some point, but it was weird to have to, like, teach that.
Yeah.
It's weird to be a parent.
Parenting's weird.
Parenting is weird, especially when you think you're still a child.
I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
Oh, good. Go on.
Not you in particular.
I mean, how does that fucking lady have kids? My kids are old now, too.
No, it was. It's not that. It's just I had a very long week in, like, the professional world. And almost every single day of the week, I was like, this is adult people.
Like,
is this what being a grown up is? Is this what a professional world is? And, like, how are these problems? Like, it was regularly, like, seventh grade issues in my world. Like, I was like, oh, how does that happen where you're constantly wondering, is this how it is for everybody? Is being an adult an illusion?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, when you have to teach people tally marks, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. I'm telling you, parenting is super weird, but also just being an adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or having people look at you as, like, you're a grown up. Yeah, like you're a grown up. That's weird.
Yeah.
We're going to someday get into the mommy wine culture.
Is it today?
I don't know. It might be today. It just sort of segued that way. Segued.
I mean, anyway, part of the things that we wanted to kind of dive into were related to days of the week. That's part of the culture, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It might have been, actually, that might have been born sort of out of mommy wine culture. I wonder who made up those. What we're talking about is the Moscato Monday, Tipsy Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wine Wednesday, mm-hmm. Thirsty Thursday, Finally Friday. Which doesn't really need to be drinking. Is there a Saturday one? Or it's just Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah. People are just Saturday-ing. Yeah.
We don't need a special thing that's just implied that you're going to drink.
Well, because Sunday fun days, I assume some way to offset the what do they call it? Sunday scaries.
Part of the daily, I don't even know. It can't be Moscato Monday. What is Monday?
They just call it Margarita Monday.
Oh, Margarita Monday. Well, that makes sense. Tipsy Tuesday, Wine Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday.
And then the weekend begins.
Oh, and then there's Finally Friday.
I've never heard that one before.
Oh.
You said it moments ago.
So you have heard it.
Yeah. No, not before today. I've never heard of that, but
really? Finally Friday? No. Or Fri-yay?
That I have heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not necessarily in relation to drinking.
They're all kind of in relation to drinking.
I think
I think Sunday fun day, I think we're day drinking.
That's the only thing I think of with Sunday fun day.
And Margarita Monday.
Right. But I mean, like, for Friday and Tuesday. Saturday, I've never heard a day of the week called for it.
Yeah, probably not, because it's just Friday and Saturday. Yeah, it's just, yeah, you know.
You're just partying anyway.
It's Friday happy hour and Saturday.
Just adding words.
Well, this very long and convoluted conversation came from what I was thinking about on Thirsty Thursday. They all sort of allude to the fact that you have alcohol in your glass, right? That you're mm-hmm. drinking fully leaded and you're getting, you know, like,
it really
you're taking the edge off, you're doing, you know, whatever. Yep. It does definitely allude to that. Mm-hmm. However, I think we should change the conversation. And just because they allude to that doesn't, like, take out the non-drinkers of the world, non-drinkers of alcohol of the world, the alcohol-free folks, because you can still have Margarita Monday. It's just you use Ritual Tequila alternative instead of real tequila.
And quite frankly, a lot of these, the non-alcoholic spirits in particular, are so good. The margaritas that we have made with the non-alcoholic spirits have been better than any margarita I had ever had before.
Agreed.
And the first time
I drank lots of margaritas.
Same. But the first time that we had the non-alcoholic margarita made for us in a restaurant was like life-changing for both of us. And now it is a staple for us on our mocktail tastings and all of our events.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously putting a little bit more effort into the recipe itself and making sure that we, you know, don't just use marg mix with our tequila, like with our spirit-free tequila or anything like that helps, you know, making it as fresh as possible. But honest to God, the non-alcoholic tequila that we use from Ritual or Liars is as good in a better margaritas, period, than either of us have ever had.
Yeah.
And I am a big tequila fan.
Yeah.
But these
Casamigos fan, right?
Yeah, but these margaritas themselves, the margarita, you know, mocktail, cocktail, you know, zero proof version, better than anything we've ever had.
Fully legit,
which is awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. So that means you can
perfect
patio drink. That also means you can participate in Margarita Monday if you want.
Yes,
right. Like it's still a margarita.
Anybody can play.
You can enjoy all the things, with the exception of maybe Tipsy Tuesday.
Yeah.
You don't have to get tipsy.
But I mean, Tipsy Tuesday to me, we have a restaurant in Madison, Wisconsin called Tipsy Cow.
Yeah.
Go there instead.
Yeah. Or start calling it Tails Up Tuesday.
Which we have. How about that? Oh, wait. We have done that. Yeah.
Oh, wait. So you can change a conversation with us.
Yeah.
Tipsy Tuesday is now Tails Up Tuesday.
Tails Up Tuesday.
Which could be cocktails or mocktails.
Yes. And Tails. I love Tails Up Tuesday.
My brother asked me, you know what see you next Tuesday means, right?
We do.
And I said, yes, we do. And it is intentionally why we do everything on Tuesdays.
Yep. See you next Tuesday.
We drop our episodes. We do all of our events. We love Tails Up Tuesday.
We do.
Because we can say, see you next Tuesday.
That's fun for us.
Yeah, it is.
That is fun for us.
But Wine Wednesday can easily be a non-alcoholic Wine Wednesday.
Wine Wednesday.
Wine Wednesday.
Wine Wednesday. Easy. We have great options for Wine Wednesday.
We do have options. We have great options. We don't have a lot of options.
We don't have a lot
yet.
Wine is tough in the non-alcoholic realm.
We don't understand why, because it's 2023.
Yeah, but
and we can make jelly beans taste like barf.
I know. I hate when you say that.
I mean, we can.
Because like it's so gross, but it's true. Wine is tough, but it's because the science is so hard in de-alcoholizing it. And there have been like multitudes of specials and studies on this. And we have high hopes of them getting there at some point. But I think even as of today, we know of two wineries that are non-alcoholic. Two.
Yeah.
And we do have really, really fun products that a lot of them are bubbles because they kind of have to do that to offset. But
The horribleness of it. They just add bubbles, then it's fine.
It's fine. Now it's good.
No, we have a few, but
Katie's right. Like we don't have many.
Yeah.
Because it's just a really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. We don't like it, but it is what it is. But we can keep Wine Wednesday. Thirsty Thursday is for everybody. I mean, if you're thirsty, drink some water. It could be water for Thirsty Thursday.
It absolutely can be. I mean, I stopped posting alcoholic drinks on Thursdays because Thirsty Thursday can be for everybody.
And we did sort of feel yucky about it.
Well, we can add, because what they are is like, you know, options that you can either add alcohol to if you want to, if you're the drinker of the crowd. But mostly we wanted to make sure that folks had something new to drink on Thursdays that anybody can drink. So everybody can drink non-alcoholic drinks, but not everybody can drink the alcohol ones. And so in terms of our inclusivity, it was more important for us to highlight the things that everybody can do.
Yeah. And there's lots of recipes out there for the alcoholic ones.
Yeah.
They don't need our leg to stand on.
They don't need us to be propping them up.
Friday. Sure. Whatever.
Do what you do.
Do what you do, but you can do it with non-alcoholic beer. That could be
beer. You can have a non-alcoholic old fashioned with your fish fry.
Yeah. Saturdays can be whatever, and Sunday fun day could be whatever you want. It could be a bike ride with your kids. Still fun.
Still fun.
Or if you want to go out to chicken shit bingo, you can have a NA Beer.
Chicken shit bingo?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what chicken shit bingo is?
No.
Oh, lots of bars have it. I don't, maybe I made that up. I didn't make it up. No, there's a bar not too far from here. I'm pretty sure that does it, that they put chickens in the, like a bingo card on the ground, and like wherever the bit or the, wherever the chicken shits is the bingo spot. Oh. And then you win if you have the numbers. Oh. You have never heard of chicken shit bingo?
No.
Okay. Well, it's usually a Sunday fun day thing. It sounds kind of fun.
Wow. No, not once, not ever.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a Sunday fun day sort of thing. You can still have an NA beer and go.
I think anything, any activity on Sunday fun day at any establishment can be the same if you have good non-alcoholic options.
Right. Our point here is for every week, if you want to follow these things, which we're pretty sure was made up by the mommy wine culture, it's okay because you can still do it. It's just you don't have to have it fully leaded. Unleaded.
Even.
Unleaded.
Yeah, I think that the mommy wine culture has really got a hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
On society, especially in the United States.
Yeah. Where they're preying on vulnerable women with brand new little babies at home and their hormones and whatever. And here, drink this and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to get on my soapbox about this today because we have a guest that really wants to get on that soapbox.
Oh, on mommy wine culture?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And we're going to bring her on.
Okay.
And I get it. Like, I was in it for sure. And I believed it and it was cool. And
yeah, I don't think you can go very long in your Instagram feed without, when you're scrolling, without running into moms and wine.
Yeah. And, you know, the onesies of
Mommy needs wine.
Mommy needs wine. Mom, you know, like,
I'm the reason mommy drinks.
I'm the reason mommy drinks.
Yep.
You know, I think Tropicana got in some real hot water.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Tropicana put out a freaking commercial that showed Tropicana with mimosa in like a fridge and the mom going into the closet to drink it. Like, not okay.
Oh, God.
Right? Like in the morning. People went fucking ballistic. Thank God. I mean, like, really? I get it. Like, that's kind of funny. But also, we shouldn't be condoning that.
Well, right. Because encouraging the use of alcohol to cope with stress. I mean, no.
That's what we're trying to get away from.
No.
Well, and that your kids are the source of your stress, so much so that you have to then drink in the closet. That's a bad message.
It's not great.
Tropicana did come out and apologize, and they went to rehab.
Oh,
they didn't go to rehab.
No,
it was a Hollywood joke. You didn't get it?
I do.
You know, all you need is an apology and a trip to rehab, and you're forgiven.
That is true. That is the Hollywood formula.
Yeah,
that's true.
So Tropicana
went to.
Tropicana apologized and then went to rehab.
They put it out. So there's a whole commercial, yeah, hiding in the closet. But parents, you're juggling it all. Find the ultimate moment of brightness for yourself wherever and whenever with a Tropicana mimosa, of course. Hashtag take a moment to help make your mornings a little brighter. Jesus.
Jesus. Now, having said that,
it says reply hashtag stop to unsubscribe. And I was like, I'm okay. Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe. If you need.
Now, let's back up a minute.
Okay.
If you want to throw some classical in your Tropicana.
Totally. But you don't have to.
At 7 in the morning, it's fine.
But you don't have to hide a mini fridge in your closet to do it.
Right. You can do that right out in the open.
Right.
I don't know. It was a poor, they missed the mark on some recovery people.
I just think that is likely a tasteless way to encourage people to drink your juice.
Who'd they partner with on the brute? Anybody?
I don't know.
Well, they missed the boat on that collaboration as well. However, I
like that they responded with, we hear the feedback that we've missed the mark.
Who said that? Like the CEO?
Yeah. No, oh God, no. I'm no. They wanted to apologize to anyone who's disappointed in or offended by, which is the non-apology apology.
And then they went to rehab.
And then the intent behind it was in no way meant to imply that alcohol is the answer, despite the fact that we actually said that alcohol is the answer.
It wasn't intentional.
Like, just because that's the words we used doesn't mean that that's what we meant. Like, what you're hearing and seeing, not what we're saying.
Which is exactly what we said.
A little too 1984-ish for my taste, but it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, they're sorry to anyone who might have been offended by what they did.
We don't intend to tell people to drink to release stress.
I mean, except that's exactly what we said. Well, we believed that we're bringing the hashtag take them a moment program to life in the right way. The feedback is that we missed the mark there. Accordingly, they ceased their support of the campaign.
They ceased the support
of their own campaign. So, like, that's tough. We're ceased supporting our work. Us. We no longer support us.
This was Jason's idea and fucking marketing.
Jason. Oh, I tell ya. Anyway, they value...
Jason's been fired and he also went to rehab.
Poor Jason. They value the comments and perspectives that have been shared and they will use it as a lens for evaluating future campaigns.
which they may or may not support,
you know, out of their own business.
And by the way, orange juice, I'm guessing, is drank by their biggest population is like under 10 years old.
Right. Right. Actually, what I loved about Tropicana, especially as a kid, was, you know, how easily I could stick some champagne in it. No, what I really liked about Tropicana as a kid was they had the cutest little like milk carton, juice carton.
Oh, yeah.
With the cute little straws that the expanded.
The striped straw.
The striped straw.
But we are no longer drinking our Tropicana.
What?
I mean, they apologized.
They
went to Rio.
I hadn't thought about Tropicana in years.
Well, now you know not to put it in your mimosa in your closet at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday.
So
while your kids are running around,
so their apology was not quite accepted.
Shocking!
I know. Given the heartfelt words behind. I'm sorry if you were offended.
Who was the douchebag that actually said it? So tell me about the people that didn't accept it.
I believe that there were some that had a few expletive feel responses. people were angry. But for what it's worth, the campaign did not imply alcohol was the answer. It was actually explicit. Including...
Oh, this is somebody that didn't like it.
Yeah. Because, they responded to the non-apology apology.
Yeah.
And said, for what it's worth, the campaign didn't imply alcohol was the answer. It was explicit in demonstrating that hiding from one's family, including leaving young children unsupervised to drink alone, was the answer.
Take me away.
I'm going to need a hashtag take them a moment to process your weak apology.
Take them a moment? Wait, was the actual hashtag...
Yeah,
take a moment.
It was.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, because Tropicana created hidden mini fridges that parents can stash their shit away in their closets to take them a moment. Anyway, somebody else responded as a mom who likes special mimosa and has to still sneak away from teens to have a hot bath alone. I will be buying more Tropicana.
Whoa.
My little brother is a recovered alcoholic and would think the campaign is cute.
Whoa.
How do you feel?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. They said cancel culture strikes again.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? This is why cancel culture was created, for shit like this.
I'm a grown up and I can drink responsibly.
Oh, really? Good for you. Whoa.
I wasn't even intentionally trying to burst this open, but
Tropicana did.
That's true. But it's not whether or not you can drink responsibly. It's whether or not it's responsible
to be drinking in the closet.
or to imply that that's how it should be done.
Or to imply that that's your stress reliever in the morning while your kids are home. There's been a lot of comments on it.
So yeah, that was the one in defense of Tropicana, and I'm curious what you think.
How about the 8 million other ones that were not? Here's the thing. You know, I love me some things.
Love stuff and things.
I do love stuff and things. I was drinking when that campaign came out, and I thought it was disgusting.
Oh, even as a still full-time
drinker. You're a drinker. Don't you think it's disgusting?
I do. Yeah. 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 I mean, I think it's wholly inappropriate.
Yeah. I mean, believe me, I have been in the mommy culture. I'll tell you right now.
There's mommy culture, and then there's encouraging to hide in closets so that you can get your fix.
Agreed.
At 9 a.m.
Agreed. Which,
because anytime that you have to hide to get a fix, you're down a very slippery slope.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a scary place to be. I'll tell you how far I went. And actually, I just got rid of this shirt. The first marathon I ever ran, mm-hmm. I wore a shirt that says, "We'll run for wine."
Oh.
I just got rid of it the other day. Like, you know, when I started my garbage bag thing.
Yeah.
That it lasted 2 days. Thank you for checking in on me for those 2 days, by the way. That shirt went out. That shirt is somewhere floating around the Madison, Wisconsin St. Vinny's or Goodwill.
I wish that we would have known that.
Why?
Because I would have loved to set the fucker on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. I would have. I felt good about it in a garbage bag. It's fine.
Don't care. I would have liked to put it on a stick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now I just run for parches.
I would have just done it for the gram.
I know. The gram gets some stuff that wouldn't normally get done.
Yes.
Now I run for parch. Agave cocktails. This shit is good.
That shit is good. Yeah.
Anyway, that Tropicana thing was inappropriate at best.
It was not great.
No. And you not just great. Heard about that?
Oh, yeah, this is my first time.
We'll do it again tomorrow. We got some real mileage out of that one. So we might do it again.
That was my first time. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Yeah, I that was the first time. The pandemic was wild in a whole lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I think while it brought out the best in a lot of people, it also highlighted not the best in everybody.
Well, maybe not the best, but I also think it opened up some people's eyes to, I mean, it opened up my eyes to my drinking. For Christ's sake, yeah. I had an entire happy hour every single day for 3 months where I drank on camera.
Totally. But that wasn't what I meant.
Oh.
I meant that in the pandemic, you kind of learned a lot of good about a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it also was an opportunity for people to not really rise to the occasion either and not really.
Or capitalize on people's weaknesses.
Yeah. And so
like
I think, you know.
Tropicana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tropicana. I mean, usually I don't call people out for this shit, but that I just.
Yeah, not great.
Tropicana really? Does not go in my NA mimosas. I can tell you that. Really? Actually, did I post a fucking picture of Tropicana the other day with my mimosa, with my Classico?
No, you didn't.
Oh, good. Phew. I don't think it was even Tropicana.
No, but so I'm going to real quick is we're talking about orange juices, though.
When has anything been real quick?
No. So, okay. Like to wrap that up, you know, the pandemic brought out the really good and the really bad. And some fabulous. We learned a lot. And I'm kind of glad that we have a lot of that in the rearview mirror. Back to the orange juice issue.
Which, by the way, today is 3 years since we had to shut down.
I know. Somebody brought that up. Yeah. Somebody brought that up to me because I hosted a meat raffle at the bar the last Saturday before the world shut down. And it was a St. Paddy's Day related.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was our last, I'm trying to think, because I think Dane County shut down at 5 p.m.
Yep.
And people were freaking out because they had all these all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yep.
And all the food was made and
yep.
everything.
Yep. Bullshit. That's a real thing that happened. So anyway, back to the orange juice to wrap that up. So not only do I not love what Tropicana did, I actually have a very real problem with what Sunny D is doing right now.
Oh, why don't you tell us? Go on.
So Sunny D has come out with a hard seltzer, a vodka OJ Sunny D canned beverage. And I actually have this a very similar issue to that with the Tropicana and, you know, the hiding. But maybe I find worse. This one worse because Sunny D is a children's drink. And it obviously it is a drink from our childhood for sure. But I actually don't know any adults that drink it unless they want to be like being a kid. But it is a kid's drink. And so even if they're trying to do it in some like nostalgia-based bullshit, anything that is geared towards children is a problem. I have the same problem with flavored, you know, cigarettes and all of that shit. But the Sunny D hard seltzer idea leaves such an awful taste in my mouth.
More than just the Sunny D.
Way more.
It's a horrible taste in your mouth.
No, neither here nor there about the taste of, you know, your fake orange juice.
Not only that, but the cans look like kids' cans.
They do.
It's
really horrible. Gross.
Mountain Dew also came out with that.
I did not see the Mountain Dew one, but I am not like it's just a really, really gross thing because Mountain Dew is not necessarily like, yes, kids love it.
Yeah, no.
But Sunny D is geared towards children. It always has been. It always will be. And to come out with a hard seltzer with that can, with that, like, be better. Everybody in the world can be just a little bit better.
Yeah. I do not love that at all.
No.
I just think to myself, like, you know, I buy my kids Sunny D. They like Sunny D because it's, you know, it's something I don't like. But at the same time, like,
okay, but I loved Sunny D. I mean, I probably still did, but like, I don't want any, I won't give any of my money towards that because that's not in line with things that feel acceptable to me. Yeah. Yeah.
I just, that is, I mean, maybe it's a, I mean, to look at it both ways, maybe it's a sign that we're losing, not we, but like the alcohol industry is losing some young drinkers. So they're trying to target it.
Maybe. I mean, there is something for the nostalgia of it, right? Like Sunny D, like things that came back from the 90s specifically.
Yeah.
So everybody brought back Jolt. Surge. They brought back the Canadian sodas. The is it clearly Canadian? Or,
yep.
I'm sure there's some Zimas lying around.
Floating around.
But like they brought, like I understand bringing back the nostalgia. I don't understand bringing back the nostalgia of it, putting vodka in it and marketing it towards what I assume is a lot of teenagers and children.
Yeah.
Period.
Find a barf sound?
No.
Please.
No, I hate it.
Please.
No, thank you. But I mean, from a business perspective, great. Go with God. Like you do you, boo. And I love capitalism as much as the next guy, but have some goddamn standards.
Yeah.
Like find a fucking standard somewhere
and stick to it.
And advertising alcohol to children isn't it. It isn't it.
Yeah. I don't love it. I do not love that.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Agreed.
It's pretty gross.
Good segue
So instead of talking about orange juice with liquor in it, I think that let's transition into all of the fun events that we have coming up, where we get to highlight for the public all of the really tasty non-alcoholic options that we have available.
And by the way, if you want to put Tropicana in your non-alcoholic champagne at 7 in the morning, you can do it wide open.
You totally can. But also don't hide in your closet and say that that's your stress reliever from your children, because we don't like that any more than we like it when there's alcohol in it.
No, it's fine. Come out of the closet.
Yeah.
All I mean, of you. It's everybody, just it's, stay it's, out of the
it,
closet.
It's hard. I get it. Believe me. We've all been there.
Oh.
Anyway,
we've got some really great fun events. And for those that are not near the Madison, Wisconsin area, we're sorry. We're sorry. But we are really thinking about some virtual tastings. And how that might look would be that we would send you a Moxicox box and then throw up a Zoom and we're going to get on here at whatever time, whatever day we can make it work. And we're going to party with you with mocktails.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about them and see what you think.
And yeah. Make them together and
one of the
chat.
Biggest things that we've run up against in a few of the events that we've done or when we've suggested mocktails or we've made recipes and that sort of thing is that what if I don't like it? What if I don't like the ritual tequila alternative and then I'm stuck with this $30 bottle, which is absolutely a valid hang up, I guess. What we're trying to do is give you some options in person so you don't have to buy the whole bottle. But also that's what our Mox and Cox boxes do. The mini box sends you some things that you can try. And what we really like to do with these virtual tastings is send out some mini boxes. So maybe you can get try three spirits or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're mostly excited to get more products into your hands, and we would love to hang out with you while you're trying them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to play with you.
Yeah.
Play with you.
Way to make it weird.
I know. That made it real awkward. Sorry. You know, let's hang out.
So in addition to the mocktail tastings in person and virtually, we have another event coming up that we're doing with the Deliciouser that is one of our famous shake-offs that I do regularly lose. And that's fine. I'm fine.
What is a shake-off,
but
Bridget?
A shake-off is where we make a alcoholic version and a non-alcoholic version of the exact same cocktail. And unfortunately for me, Katie regularly wins the test. And I don't love losing. I mean, I'm happy for her to win because she needs that sometimes. So I'm happy for her. But it's fine. I'm fine. My ego can take it. Anyway.
I'm fragile.
Anyway, I'm fine losing all the time. But so we do shake-offs, but we're doing a shake-off at the Deliciouser on April 1st and having them provide their delicious food to go with our magnificent cocktails and mocktails. So we're really excited about that. The more that we get out into the community, the more that we get to do, you know, some of these tastings in person and virtually is great for us because we just get to make it more normal for everybody to have all of these really great tasting non-alcoholic spirits.
Yeah.
It makes it more normal.
It does.
Like I'm really excited to have this be more mainstream. Because that all goes into the make not drinking not weird.
Right.
And all we want to do in the world is to stop making it weird.
Right.
And
it's just really not that difficult.
It's not. And we are having so much fun.
We are.
Doing it. But we just really, really want everybody to be on board and stop making it weird.
And we talk about it all the time. So it's really not weird for us anymore at all.
Totally.
Like I am totally cool. Like,
totally.
Hey, I don't drink anymore. It's fine. We don't talk about it. I don't make a big deal about it, but I think it's because we're so inundated with it that we sort of forget that there's a whole world out there that doesn't give a fuck about a mocktail menu or an alcohol-free customer.
Uh-huh.
Where was I recently that happened to me? And they were like, oh yeah, no.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No. And I was like, oh, we still got some work to do. So
the work continues.
The work, our crusade continues.
The cause endures.
We do have some new merch out.
We do. We have more merch coming too.
Yeah. By the time this drops, it will be here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Go online and check out our new.
MoxandCox.com. We've got merch, a merch button out there that will send you to a few new t-shirts, a few new sweatshirts. Bridget's real excited about
like
a few
irrationally
of them.
Excited.
Katie's
really excited about one of them too. I like that she says that. Like I'm like the nerd who's like, oh yeah. My god, she's so excited about t-shirts. You're just as excited as I am.
Except it's so funny. So I have wanted to make this t-shirt for my entire adult life. I found it somewhere else. I never bought it. I was like, oh, I can make this. It says on the front, surely not everybody was kung fu fighting. Because surely they weren't.
Surely
and then we just
weren't.
Slapped Mox and Cox on the bottom of it. So that's going to be my new t-shirt.
I think that's great.
It's already up there. But
of course it is.
By the time this drops, I promise to have all of the other ones up there.
Yes. And which, I'm really excited about those.
Yeah, they are cute. Yeah. Basically, a lot of them say Mox and Cox making not drinking not weird since 2022.
Yeah. I really love the stop making it weird line.
It is.
Yeah.
Not don't stop being weird.
No,
just stop making
you
it weird.
You be you. Just stop making it weird for everybody depending on what they have in their glass.
Yeah. That's all.
Let people just be cool, man. Just be cool, man.
Just be cool. So we are going to report back the following week around our or about our event.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about that. And I'm excited to see what we're tasting next week, too. And stay tuned for so many more guests.
If you're looking for other places to find us, Mox and Cox on Instagram, Mox.Cox on Facebook, MoxandCox.com.
All the fun places.
If you feel so moved, you could throw us a follow on or subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and iHeartRadio.
And iHeartRadio. Lord. All right. Well, Katie, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.